The first reading is a reading from the book of Leviticus. The Lord said to Moses, "These are the festivals of the Lord which you shall celebrate at their proper time with a sacred assembly. The Passover of the Lord falls on the 14th day of the first month, and at the evening and twilight. The 15th day of this month is the Lord's feast of unleavened bread. For 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and on the first of these days you shall hold a sacred assembly, and do no sort of work. On each of the 7 days you shall offer an oblation to the Lord. Then on the 7th day you shall again hold a sacred assembly, and do no sort of work." The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the children of Israel and tell them, 'When you come into the land which I am giving you and reap your harvest, you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest, who shall wave the sheaf before the Lord, and it may be acceptable for you. On the day after the Sabbath, the priest shall do this. Beginning with the day after the Sabbath, the day on which you bring the wave offering sheaf, you shall count 7 full weeks. And then on the day after the 7th week, the 50th day, you shall present to the new cereal offering to the Lord. The 10th of this 7th month is the Day of Atonement, when you shall hold a sacred assembly and mortify yourselves and offer an oblation to the Lord. The 15th day of the 7th month is the Lord's Feast of Booths, which shall continue for 7 days. On the 1st day there shall be a sacred assembly, and you shall do no sort of work. For 7 days you shall offer an oblation to the Lord, and on the 8th day you shall again hold a sacred assembly and offer an oblation to the Lord. On that solemn closing you shall do no sort of work. These, therefore, are the festivals of the Lord, on which you shall proclaim a sacred assembly, and offer as an oblation to the Lord burnt offerings and cereal offerings, sacrifices and libations, as prescribed for each day." The word of the Lord. Sing with joy to God our help. Sing with joy to God our help. Take up a melody, the sound of timbrel, the pleasant harp and the lyre. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, at the full moon on our solemn feast. Sing with joy to God our help. For it is a statute in Israel, an ordinance of the God of Jacob, who made it a decree for Joseph when he came forth from the land of Egypt. Sing with joy to God our help. There shall be no strange god among you, nor shall you worship an alien god. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you forth from the land of Egypt. Sing with joy to God our help. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in their synagogue. And they were astonished and said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother's name Mary and his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Are not his sisters all with us? Where did he get all this?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place and in his own house. And he did not work many mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith." The Gospel of the Lord. And so again, we've talked about this gospel many times. Here is the God of the universe, Jesus Christ, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the God the universe cannot even contain. And they took offense at him. And how often I take offense constantly. I'm one of those people that I'm talking about, of course. But God himself is saying, what are you doing? Why do we have to actually take offense by everybody who don't agree with us in different things? I do it. We all do it. But we have to acknowledge that when we do those things, we can take offense at God coming to us in ways that we don't expect. We got to know that God is bigger than all of us. And when we push things away so easily, what happens is it shows our lack of faith. That's what it showed here. It says, he could not do many mighty works there because of their lack of faith. We stop God from doing great, mighty works in our own life because of our lack of faith. When we take offense of everything, we can't have faith. We can only be offended. Let's be people who pray that we are people who are not offended by everything, but people that live by faith. Made you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us give to God these our needs and our petitions.